This is Island Extras. I'm Mark Hickling, here with my colleague, station manager Susan McCabe. Hello, Susan.
Hello.
And Vashonians traveling back and forth from the North End Ferry Terminal can't help but notice some big changes taking place in the old Port Vashon building, previously occupied by La Playa, a Mexican restaurant with a water view. Well, joining us here today are Megan Hastings. Hello, Megan.
Hello, Mark. Hello, yeah. Susan.
And Adam Cohn.
Hey, guys.
Yeah. Partners in Snapdragon, which is sort of a cultural hub, bakery, restaurant, art gallery, as well as the Home Sweet Home Bar.
That's nicely put.
Yeah. I worked on that a little bit. So it's a pleasure having you both here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be
here. Absolutely. It's really nice to be here.
Great. And now we just need to ask, what's going on up there at the North End?
Holy moly. Well, Megan,
why don't
you jump
in? Holy moly macaroni.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you start?
Well, we're getting ready to open a little restaurant slash bakery bar cafe called The Wild Mermaid. And we are thinking that it's going to be open for coffee and pastries around the first or second week of November. We don't have an exact date yet. And for commuters, like opening at 6 a.m., going until about 11 or 12, not sure yet. We don't know what the need is going to be, quite frankly. And we're going to continue to build out the bar and the rest of the things that need to be built out and then open the rest later.
Sometime this holiday season.
Yeah, fingers crossed. Yeah. It'll be fun to have it open for the holidays.
Yes.
Because we love Christmas.
Yes. Anytime Hanukkah forward, we're hoping that it should be in place.
Yeah.
Wow. That sounds great.
It's been a lot of fun. Yeah. We've looked at the space and enjoyed going down there and having, you know, Mexican food and beers, margaritas for a long time. And we were really honored to be able to find ourselves as stewards of this really special location. So.
Well, what is going on with the construction? What are you guys doing? Is it going to be different inside?
Completely.
It's going to be completely different. There's been a full-sized, grandiose dumpster in weekly action since, I think, the middle
of September.
September, yeah. Yeah. And it's somewhat of a surprise, but we're definitely sharing. We've got our old friends, Douglas Seddeth and family, and creatures who are inclined on creative woodworking, working every day pretty much on rendering the space into a new warm environment, you know, with our kind of rustic sort of bohemian, mm-hmm. elegant grace.
Style.
Yeah, style, right. We think your guys are going to like it a lot.
Wow, that sounds really neat. What about the water view? Does that play into it at all?
Absolutely. It is the main focus of everything that we're doing.
We, in the gutting out of the original space, we've really taken to focus those five large banks of plate glass windows so that there's booths anymore, but rather a real participation with the waterfront, as well as we've enlarged the little cantina bar that did exist to one more space, again with water view and balcony where you could fish from your window. Just like the edge, just like the Edgewater.
Well,
and if all goes well, in terms of permitting next summer, our goal is to be able to have a rooftop deck on the second floor. I don't know if King County is going to allow that. We'll see how that goes with those guys. But that's our dream end goal. But
yes, I think our real dream is to introduce a Ferris wheel on top of there. But we'll see how that goes. We'll see. You know, or a merry-go-round. I don't know, carousel. But yeah.
And a piano bar on the rooftop, right. with the merry-go-round and the Ferris wheel. Yeah. And dogs, loose puppies and right. kittens everywhere.
Petting zoo.
Yeah. Goats.
Anyone who knows Snapdragon or knew the Monkey Tree knows kind of the, it's so important to create an environment where people feel comfortable and at ease with themselves. And it's sort of like the town living room. And that's kind of what we hope to
and
continue.
And affordable.
Yeah, and affordable for everybody.
That's really nice. Now, you're opening right next door to a major neighbor, a ferry terminal there. Is that exciting?
We know about that ferry terminal. Okay. It is exciting. And I have to say, I was a little bit worried about the sound situation. If the ferry and the cars were going to be interruption for meals and, you know, talking. But it's actually pretty quiet in there. They did some actual soundproofing before, you know, and I didn't realize quite how much. And so it sounds pretty good, and you don't really, unless the ferry misses its cue and then, you know, hits the dock and then everything shakes. But that's right. Exciting on its own anyway.
I'm looking forward to the foghorns. Yeah. Chevron, as it turns out, is pretty busy, loud place. More busy now than it ever was. And so it's kind of funny that those sort of in-between times down on the North End,
yeah,
we're looking forward to that.
Yeah,
oh. I think that'll give you a real sense of place. And tourists, I think tourists particularly will enjoy that environment. The big question, of course, is parking.
Yes,
where's everybody going to park?
We've definitely done some gentle, quiet research there, idling, sitting with Americanos at different hours of the day. And we are going to probably remove, with enthusiasm, all the parking, and
except for
like a handicapped or a special one for deliveries. I think that it makes sense to enjoy the early morning hours and the evening hours. And that although a little bit of a jaunt, that little parking lot hill up there has all sorts of room about from 5:30 onwards. And so I don't know that that's something
we can claim
as our own, but you know.
No, but you know, everyone does park there. Right. And you know, I feel like if you go there and, you know, we're hoping happy hour is a big thing, you know, people coming off the PO boat or any of the boats.
A lot of walkers,
right. You know, come in and have some drinks or not, you know, or food, whatever you want to have. But also in terms of like, God, what am I trying to say?
I think we're going to treat the parking lot up above kind of like Kimco, and like just sort of have everybody hang out until, you know, we're told something different.
No, what I was going to say is, so if people come and they have drinks and then they, you know, park at that top parking lot, have a couple drinks or more than a couple drinks, and then they go up. I call that hill Buzzkill Hill, which is what I affectionately call it. And so, you know, by the time you walk up that treacherous mountain heap of hill, you're totally fine to drive. That's my take.
For what it is worth, I'd like to add that Megan never walks up that hill. She forces me to get the car myself and then retrieve her down at the ferry dock.
Lovingly.
Yeah, right.
Oh my gosh. what are people going to find on the menu?
That's all you, Meg Pipe. Go ahead.
Well, you know, I'm working that out right now, but I can say that it will be Mediterranean, and that is a pretty vague thing.
It'll continue to be vegetarian, Italian, French to Middle Eastern,
North African. There's going to be lots of different things from that region, and so I'm pretty excited about it.
Will you have any kind of quick grabbable type items for those commuters, or how are you going to handle that flow?
Yeah, we're going to have a cold case, and there's going to be different sandwiches and soup to go for commuters, and
as well as also, a wide variety of bakery items too.
Yeah, of course,
all the old
favorites.
Well,
no, we already said that part, so. So maybe some breakfast burritos. I don't know. I don't have that exact part figured out. I want to know what people are interested in. You know what I mean? So the first couple weeks is going to be, it's going to be an experiment. Lots of pastries, lots of coffee, and also to-go sandwiches to start.
I think to-go Bloody Marys is something that could be fun, but I don't know how to swing
toddies.
That.
Yeah.
Maybe for just walk-ons on
Maybe
the
Maybe just walk-ons, right? Just on Christmas Eve. I don't know.
You guys are a music venue at this point at the Home Suite Bar and in your gallery. Are you going to be adding music and performance in this place?
You know, I'm not sure yet. We haven't figured that one out. We go back and forth because there's like a part of me that would love to have it, and then there's a part of me that thinks maybe it should just be dining and bar. But I don't know. I'm not sure.
I think that Waterfront always calls for music in some kind of sea chanty kind of way. I do know that there's a couple of fun additions. I think that there's a baby grand piano
that's planning its
arrival.
A baby grand piano
and if that doesn't
coming.
Call for a sing-along with
really?
Seagulls, I know. So they're alone. Susan is
a piano bar.
No,
you don't have to bring in singers. You'll just have them show up and play at the piano bar.
Why not?
Yeah. That's right.
And the bar is going to be called the Seagull Lounge. Bar Gabbiano, which is how you say it in Italian.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Really
seagulls
nice.
And mermaids.
The building was constructed kind of between 1949 and 1950. And so keeping with that idea in mind, the Seagull Lounge will be kind of a warm, rustic place of old with maybe some fantastic drinks with names like the Shipwreck and things like that. So
and some cocktail napkins.
Yeah. Right. The Lockhorns, basically.
With jokes. So,
it sounds like you're really giving it its own personality. It's not going to be Snapdragon 2.
No.
It's going to be its own place.
No, it's not. I mean, you know, we are who we are, of course, but we're going to try and make it some kind of different.
The Snapdragon's a grand old lady at this point, and we're really proud and honored to be stewards of everything that goes on there. This is a chance for Megan and myself to, you know, continue growing a little bit and also participating on the island, which we call home, of course, in a way that gives a good farewell and a good welcome to all those that arrive via the North End.
Well, that's a wonderful way of putting it. Now, you guys have got to be stretched pretty thin on all of this, and we have all the familiar faces over there at Snapdragon. Will you be hiring new people, or how are you going to handle it?
Yeah,
absolutely.
We have a couple people that we have in place, and yeah, I mean, when the restaurant part opens, when we first open for coffee and pastries, it's going to be a couple of people, and then it's also going to be Adam and I down there.
Because it's important to meet the different people who will be coming in and who's around originally. Yeah.
And North End people that we don't know or maybe do know.
Okay. Well, that's really good. Well, we're just about out of time here. This has been Island Extras, Susan McCabe and myself, Mark Hickling, and we've been here talking with Megan Hastings and Adam Cohen. And they're bringing a whole new eatery and a whole new experience to the island's North End. Megan, and either one of you, Adam, do either one of you have anything that you'd like to leave us with here?
I just wanted to say, I think I speak for both of us, that we're so proud and so honored to be living in a community that supports the kinds of things and the people and the animals and the children that we do down at Snapdragon. And we're elated to put this new project together, and we look forward to seeing everybody soon. All right?
That's great.
Cool.
Well, thank you both
for joining
us. Thanks,
you guys, so much for having us.
Thank you.
Terrific. Thank you both for joining us. We look forward to your opening and wish you both all the best with it. And thanks for listening, folks. This has been an Island Extras report.